life insurance, maybe?
Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Heather. May I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
Can you tell me what Lifestyle Company is?
I'm sorry, what is?
Lifestyle Company.
Not off the top of my head, ma'am, no. We're a third-party customer support center here. We do customer service for multiple different companies. How can I help you, though?
We have a charge on a credit card from, and it has this phone number connected to it.
Okay.
And we don't recognize it.
Right. Well, I'm more than happy to try to locate the account associated with the charge. Someone would have had to create an account with one of the companies in order to be billed. Could you provide me with your zip code?
92020.
92020. Okay, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
I just want to know I don't want to give any information until I know who's charging our card.
Right. Well, I mean, in order to see what you're being billed for, ma'am, I have to locate the account. I can't tell you why you're being charged. I don't even know who you are. I don't know if you have an account with us. I mean, you know, if you don't have to give me the information, I just can't help you. I'm just being completely honest.
But what kind of companies would you be providing services for?
Multiple different ones, ma'am. The best way to assist you would be to try to locate the account associated with the charges. As I stated, I'm not going to force you to give me any information, but if you do want our assistance, we are open 24/7. So you can call back at any time if you're willing to try to locate the account with us. We can help you, but you have to provide at least the basic information.
You wouldn't know what kind of company it is?
No, ma'am. As I stated, it's multiple different companies here that we do customer support for. I can't tell you just based off of a name what the service is for, what you're being billed for. I don't even know who you are. So you could be with one of many of the different companies that we do customer support for. But again, like I said, we'll help.
By giving my name, we're not giving you an account number or anything like that.
No, I don't ask for account numbers, ma'am. Oh, okay. As I stated, I ask for basic information, stuff that would normally be listed on an account if it was created.
Okay. Okay, last name is Kursavi, K-U-R-S-A-V-E.
Okay, and your first name?
It's either Joe or Cindy.
Okay. I do show an account here for a Joe Kursavi, the way you spelt it. I would need you to verify the shipping address so I can see if it matches the address on the account, please.
975.
Okay, the full shipping address, ma'am. 975.
Taft Avenue, Elkhorn, 92020.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So that information does match here. It looks like the account is under your husband's name. Give me one moment. Let me see what he's being billed for.
Well, he's here with me, so.
Okay, absolutely. January 15th. This was created on January 15th. Mr. Kursavi, did you enter a sweepstakes to win a free Dyson vacuum?
Not that I can remember, no.
Okay, yeah, this was done on January 15th. There was right. So, yeah, on January 15th, there was an offer for a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum. It includes first month service for our Bytes Hub app, and it's a app that you download on your smartphone. It basically just helps you stay in shape. It gives you recipe guides and meal plans for eating better and feeling better. If you do think this is fraud, I can get it canceled out, and I can get you over to someone from our fraud department.
Yeah, he didn't do anything like that. And matter of fact, we had another charge on recently on the account card, the account phone too. So,
okay, yeah, the one that is from us would be for January 15th for $49.89.
Okay, we'll dispute it with our credit card company.
Okay, I mean, if you want, I can get you to the fraud department. They should be able to issue you a refund, ma'am. That'll save you the hassle of doing a dispute.
I know, but we don't want to have to give any card information out or anything.
We don't ask for card information, ma'am. I keep telling you that. I can't even take that over the phone without losing my job.
Okay.
So I would be sending you over there. They would be confirming the information that was already listed on the account. And then they would explain the fraud protocol, and then you would go from there. But they don't ask you for anything more than what you've already given.
Okay.
So did you want me to get you over to the fraud department? It'll save you the hassle of doing the dispute process with your bank.
Yes.
Okay, give me just one moment. I'm going to get you canceled out. That's going to stop any and all future charges. I'm going to provide you a cancellation number for this account, and then I'm going to get you over to one of the supervisors in our fraud department.
Okay.
All right, one moment here.
I need a pen and paper.
All right, you're ready.
Are you going to give them the charge info? Because I just got disconnected from our thing and their website's under repair or something like that.
Yeah, when I transfer you over, I'm going to notate the account first. But when I transfer you over, I'm going to be sending the account information for the information I have here on my screen so they can just literally pull it up.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, it'll be really simple. All right, and whenever you're ready for that cancellation number.
Okay, go ahead.
That's C for Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
920.
Mm-hmm.
380.
Mm-hmm.
318.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. Bear with me one moment. I'm just getting you ready for transfer.
I can't get back into the website. I know, but I need to find the other charge.
Yeah. What was it under?
You had to call the bank tomorrow and cancel the credit card and get another new credit card number. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you now. Before I do, I just want to say thank you again for contacting customer support, and please hold while I transfer.
So I'm having a
chat. Yes, ma'am.
Because you already canceled it, so why am I having to call them?
Well, you're not calling anybody. I'm transferring you over to a supervisor in our fraud department so they can assist you in processing a claim for fraud and getting you refunded.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer you now, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you again for contacting customer support. Please hold while I transfer.
She was just canceled a further action. Yeah, I got to cancel that.